Hi, this is Karen with HowToTap.com, and I'm with EFT Master Gwyneth Moss, and we're going to be talking about tapping for animals, right, Gwyneth?
We are, yes.
And you're actually doing a seminar in Ilkley on this at Craiglands, aren't you?
Well, I've started running regular EFT for Animals days, and I run these together with Heather Smile, who's a riding instructor, and I've done a lot of EFT for horses and for riders. And, you know, it absolutely amazes me that here we are talking about doing EFT for animals. Because if someone had said to me, you know, when I first started doing EFT, you're going to be doing tapping for animals at a distance, I would have said, pull the other one.
And
here I am doing it. And not only here I am doing it, but it works.
Well, I have to say, Gwyneth, I have to fess up, as we say here in the States, that when you started talking about tapping for animals, you are very, very by the book. You are a person who is very scientific, and I know I understand you're an EFT master, but you strike me as extremely
rational.
Rational. And then
rational.
When you started telling me about your level twos and all the wonderful things that have happened, all the stories that people have had when you surrogate tapped for animals, I have to tell you that, and I know you, and I was surprised. I don't know why. So it's quite wonderful to see how, you know, that anyone can do this, and that it doesn't matter if you believe it or not, and that wonderful, wonderful things happen.
That is the wonderful, amazing thing. The results of animals are... they're convincing because animals don't lie. An animal's not trying to please you. It's, you know, people might be kind of compliant or trying to pretend that they've got the result in somehow, but an animal's not going to do that. It's not a kind of placebo effect with an animal. If an animal changes and changes dramatically, if you have a cat that all its life has been afraid of vacuum cleaners, hoovers, and run, you know, madly out of the room and then just sits there and watches, that's a real change.
And that's actually one of your stories that actually happened, right?
Yeah, that's on the website. And the other thing I found is the people doing it. We all know that there are people who are animal intuitives, who can communicate with animals and are naturally kind of gifted in that way. But what I've found in doing these exercises is everyone can do it. Everyone can do this tapping and tapping for animals. In nearly all the cases, there is an immediate and dramatic change in the animal.
Yeah, I think it's a little important, though, that we cover a little bit about what you just said, because the fact that you say anyone can be an intuitive, it sounds a little out there.
Well, no, what I'm saying is not that I'm not saying anyone can be an intuitive and talk to animals, not at all. I'm saying that there are some people who we know who can do that. But what I'm finding is this surrogate tapping, the way I do it, is a three-stage process. Anyone can do that three-stage process with tapping for animals.
Because what I've seen you do and how I've seen you work it is it doesn't come across as someone's reading the animal's mind.
No.
They just sort of understand what's going on.
Shall we talk about a few of the cases?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'll talk about a couple of the ones that are actually on the EFT for Animals page on the website and written up by the people who did these, so that the listeners can actually refer to those articles and get more detail.
Absolutely.
One of them, yes, is a cat called Molly, who was terrified of... do you call it a vacuum cleaner in the States? Or is it?
Yes, vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner. Mm. Okay, yeah. Molly was terrified of the vacuum cleaner. If her owner, Sue, even went to the cupboard where the vacuum cleaner was kept, Molly would be whoosh off like a rocket, hiding in her hiding place. So Sue volunteered for the exercise. Now, I built this exercise into level two, really because I wanted to find a way to teach how to use EFT for groups and borrowing benefits. And I,
so you use this as an example for borrowing benefits?
This is how I teach people how to do borrowing benefits and work with groups. Because what,
okay.
what I wanted to demonstrate was that what you're borrowing benefits from doesn't have to be the same as what you're applying it to. So that anyone can borrow any benefits from anyone doing anything. So I thought, let's borrow benefits from an animal. Then we really see that it's not about, oh, it's that I have to have the same case, you know,
exactly.
Migraines, I have to borrow benefits from migraines or anything like that. I just got the idea, I got for a long walk one day, and I just got, and it made me laugh. I got the idea of doing an exercise which would do several things at once. We would do remote surrogate tapping for an animal, borrowing benefits as a group. So the main purpose of it was to teach people how to work with a group, how to give the borrowing benefits instructions, because it's not just watch this and tap along. You need to set up borrowing benefits quite carefully. And this is one of the things that we teach at level two and teach how to work with a group.
Yes, of course.
So that was the main purpose of it. I had no expectation that anything would actually happen for the animals.
And how long ago did you start this, Gwyneth? I mean, it was quite a while ago.
3 or 4 years ago? Yeah. You know, the first ones I did, I wrote an article which Gary published on his website called Two Cats and a Puppy of the first few times we did this exercise. And, yeah, that was at least 3 years ago. So the way we do it is we set up the borrowing benefits exercise, telling people how to choose something, how to tune into it, how to write it down. And then I ask the group, is there someone in the group who knows of an animal that is nervous or has behavioral problems?
And that's when Molly came up.
Well, yes, Sue said, yeah, my cat Molly, she's terrified of the vacuum cleaner. Absolutely terrified. So I ask Sue to come up. Now, when you're working with a group, there's always going to be somebody who's willing to speak and willing to talk. There'll be other members of the group who are a bit shy and quiet. So this is how I teach working with groups. You know, you just put something out to the group, and whoever responds to that. Now, often with the animals, you get 3 or 4 people responding. And so I'll just start with one of them, and then maybe go on to the others. So Sue came up, and I asked Sue to role-play Molly, to pretend to be Molly.
So she's going to pretend to be a cat.
And so I start to speak to her as Molly. And I say, now, Molly, Sue tells me that you really don't like the vacuum cleaner. And Sue, kind of getting into the role play, goes, oh, no, horrible, oh, I hate it, oh, the noise, ah. You know, she is role playing.
That's great.
Now, this is wonderful because anything that brings humor and laughter into EFT kind of, I think it has a turbocharging effect. So the whole group, people in the group may have tuned in to pick quite, you know, serious issues to do their borrowing benefits with. But immediately they watch Sue role-playing Molly. Their issues go out of their consciousness, and they're just focused on the humor of it all. So
that's
we
great.
Start to tap. So I say, okay, Molly, can you just... And I just start tapping, and Molly, or Sue, start tapping, and I say, so Molly, just say this after me. Even though I hate that horrible vacuum cleaner, it makes such a frightening noise, and I have to run away. I'm a good cat, and Sue loves me. So we go through all of this tapping for, and generally it starts with whatever, you know, whatever we start with, the vacuum cleaner, the horrible noise, the it's coming near me, and all that sort of thing. And then generally as we get into the tapping, what starts to happen is the person role-playing the pet just starts to get images or thoughts come to mind, or they just start making something up.
And it doesn't really seem to matter, does it, that it's making it up or if images are coming, right?
Doesn't matter. You know, I just say to them, pretend. Anything that comes into your mind, let's go with that. And very often with animals, what comes up is it's something about separation. Often it's something about being separated from mum and the litter. Or it's about, often animals get, cats get bullied by other animals. You know, I'm little and the big cats are hissing at me. And so, you know, the owner just makes things up, and we just keep tapping and we keep tapping. And then what will what it comes to is often then that you see the person go into just a state of calm. And at that point, I ask them to picture, I take them back to being themselves, and I ask them to picture the pet. And so Sue will say, well, I'm seeing Molly, and she just looks so calm and comfortable. And so I just ask her to close her eyes and just see Molly being calm and comfortable and just stay with that. And then at that point, I then go around the rest of the group and I ask them to take out their piece of paper that they've written, whatever they're borrowing benefits for, and to reassess that. And usually there is quite dramatic change in the rest of the group in whatever their issue was. But because we're doing borrowing benefits, they're able to keep that privately. And
sure.
They don't have to talk about whatever it was. They just discuss what the numbers are. You know, it comes down from a 9 to a 4 or whatever.
Glenn, how long does this session usually take that you do?
I would say the tapping with the animal role play is usually about 20 minutes.
Okay.
About that sort of length.
Mm-hmm.
And with animals, very strong archetypal emotional themes come up. Separation, mm-hmm. abandonment, cruelty, humiliation. And group members tune into these themes far more than they would for a human.
It's almost safer.
Well, it is, and we don't apply any judgment. We would judge a human. We would almost be saying, well, it's their fault. We don't judge at all. One example, where I kind of looked around the group and I saw everyone in tears was for, it was a dog. It was a golden retriever, a dog that loves people, wants to serve people, help people. And it was a rescue dog. And I just asked, we tapped with about whatever was the problem with the dog. I think it was very afraid of thunderstorms. And I just asked the owner to just make up how, I just say to them as the dog, and how did you get to be rescued? Let's say the owner was Alison. Alison came and found you at the rescue centre. What happened? How did you get to be there? And so up comes this story, which the person's just made up, pretended that the previous owners had driven out into the countryside, let the dog out, dog's going off, it's going to have a run, fetch sticks, everything, and then the car drives off, and the dog is left there, and the dog waits, and it waits, and the car doesn't come back, and it waits, and it gets hungry, and it doesn't know what to do, and it's waiting. And at that point, I look around the group, and almost everybody's in tears.
I'm crying right now.
You're
Are you kidding me? I'm absolutely crying.
Oh, it gets worse. The dog goes to the nearest house, a farm, to try and get food, and it gets chased away, and it keeps going from one place, and it tries to get into the trash cans, and it's so hungry, and it keeps going back to the place where the people left it, and they don't come back, and it doesn't know what to do, and yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big mushball. Here I am bawling my face off. Poor dog. Okay.
Yeah, but, if it was a human being telling the same story, I don't think we would tune in with the same intensity. Animal stories get a very pure and quick and almost like clean emotional response.
I mean, I would still feel for a person, but there's something about the helplessness of an animal and the loyalty of an animal.
And the undeservedness of it, yes, the loyalty. So anyway, I think in the borrowing benefits part of this exercise, the people in the group are tuning into the emotion more kind of deeply and cleanly. And
no,
of course,
makes sense.
They're all tapping as well. So whatever effect we're having in tapping for the animal is being enhanced by the group, and whatever is coming from the animal is enhancing the experience of the group.
So what is the end of the story for the...
The end of the story is that I have the person come back to themselves, and I have them tap around just on each point, just saying, I'm Sue, I'm Sue, I'm Sue, to be rolling.
So you're bringing them back to reality.
Bring them back, yeah. And then I might go around the group, choose someone else to role play an animal, or someone might want to come out and actually work on whatever it was they were borrowing benefits for. that they would they wouldn't have felt confident to speak about before, but then after all the tapping, they now feel okay to work with it. So this is how I demonstrate how you work with groups.
If we go back to how you do this, the first thing you do is to start tapping on whatever the problem is, and I'm the animal with the problem.
We just start at the obvious point. So the person has come up, say, you know, Sue has come up and she says, my cat Molly is terrified of the vacuum cleaner.
Right.
So that's all I know. So I just say, Molly, Sue says you're scared of the vacuum cleaner. Can we tap for that? And we just tap with whatever, and we just see where it goes. And it always goes off onto something. And then we just tap until there's like a sense of calm. Now, the other thing about animals is that they trauma clears quickly and they forgive quickly. They accept healing. When the person is role-playing the animal, whatever trauma they tune into, it will clear quite quickly.
It goes very quickly. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, that's what we've been doing as the exercise for these, you know, 4 years, quite a few times a year.
Right.
Teach level two about six times, about four or five times.
Well, so
a year.
I'm trying to make the steps very clear.
Yeah.
So you
well,
do
what
this.
I'm going to come on to is how I now teach it when we do. That's the exercise I do just as part of a level two training. And
okay.
It's primarily there to teach borrowing benefits and working with groups, which is in the level two syllabus. I'll come on in a moment to tell you what I do when we have a whole day to work with.
Well, we have to wait a minute. What happened to Molly and what happened to the golden retriever?
What happened to Molly is all on the website. Molly, I got an email from Sue a few days later. She got home. So she goes to the cupboard where the vacuum cleaner is kept. Molly just sits on the sofa and looks at her. She gets the vacuum cleaner out and brings it into the room. Molly just sits and looks at her. Plugs it in and powers it up. Molly just sits and looks at her. She starts vacuuming around the floor, and Molly just sits there. She brings the vacuum cleaner right over to Molly, and Molly just sort of gets up and stalks off with a, oh, what are you doing sort of look.
Wow.
And Molly's fear of the vacuum cleaner was gone completely and never came back.
Oh, that's terrific.
Now, the rest of the article that Sue wrote is quite extraordinary. Molly was quite an elderly cat, and I don't know whether it was 6 months, a year or so after that, had kidney failure. And Sue took her to the vet, and the vet said, she's probably not going to last 24 hours. She's on her way. So Sue took her home and just started tapping and started tapping and tapping and tapping for Molly so that she could go peacefully. And the upshot was Molly lasted another 2 weeks and completely astounded the vet.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's terrific.
There's two stories. There's that story, and there's another story on the website.
I know you have quite a few, and I think people can go and
go
take
and
a look themselves.
Them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know there's a dog.
Oh, the one about the dog really is extraordinary. Well, they're all extraordinary. This is one that it's on the website called The Reuben Report. It's a guy called James. I'll tell you as briefly as I can. His next-door neighbours had gone out to a farm in the country to buy a Christmas tree. They got there and found that it was a gypsy encampment, and there was a dog, a German shepherd, which was in a cage so small it couldn't turn around and covered in its own filth and being taunted. And so instead of buying a Christmas tree, they bought the dog and brought it home with them. But the dog was in such a state, it was going between rage and sheer aggression and cowering and whimpering. James,
right,
who was their next-door neighbour, was scared to go out in his backyard because this dog was so, it was so aggressive, big dog, and his dog wouldn't go out in the yard. So James role-played this dog, Reuben, and wow, what came through at first was just a sheer hatred of human beings. Absolute hatred of humanity, because we tapped. That came into a forgiveness, into compassion, into...
So you're actually treating the emotions that are coming up through the person as though it's the emotions of the person.
You're just working with whatever, with EFT, with whatever emerges. Yeah, just as you would with a person. You know, well, you know, James is role-playing Reuben, and I'm just being me, just being a therapist, working with whatever they say. Now, the amazing thing about this one is the neighbours who'd rescued the dog had called the police, dog patrol recruiters, to see if they would be interested in taking it, because having rescued this dog, they didn't know what to do with it. And the police were coming to see it the week after we did this tapping. Well, you'll never guess what the police sergeant said. He said, "Wonderful dog, marvelous dog, we really like him, but too good-natured for police work."
Thanks. Oh, my goodness.
Transformation. James gets home, and there's a picture with the article of James playing with the dog. And so the police didn't take it, but they rehomed it with a man who ran a security service, and he came to get it with his four-year-old son. And his four-year-old son was playing with the dog, and it just, the whole aggression and cowering, the whole traumatized behavior just went. I still don't believe it.
You know, I always say that I'm a, you know, I was a television producer for a long time, and it doesn't really matter if it's a magic wand or, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. if it works, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this, it's working.
Yeah.
Do you want to do one, or do you want to go into what more of what you teach?
I'll just say a little bit about what we do on the Animals Days.
Sure, of course.
I found that I'm doing the Animals Days, well, partly to help people to work with animals, because people are always curious. Everyone always asks, can we do this for animals? And also to, so people can understand the approaches to how we do surrogate tapping. Now, if people want to learn surrogate tapping through these Animals Days and go away and do it for humans or whatever, you know, I'm fine with that. They just need to do it within their own ethical context. But I've come up with three approaches, which I call, and when if we're going to tap for your dog, we can demonstrate these three. The first one is talk about. In talk about, you simply talk about the animal. So then you would tap on yourself and you would talk about, so you'd say, "Molly's really scared of the vacuum cleaner and Molly's a good cat and I love her." So you're talking about Molly and tapping on yourself. Well, that's one approach to surrogate. The next approach, I call it talk to. So you're talking to Molly, or the subject, and tapping on yourself. So, Molly, even though you're really scared of the vacuum cleaner, you're a good cat, and Sue really loves you. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you tap on yourself, "Molly, you're really scared of the vacuum cleaner. You're really scared, Molly." Yeah, so that's talk two. And then the third approach is the one I was talking about before, the role play, which I call talk as. So that's where you role play, "I'm really scared of the vacuum cleaner. It makes a horrible noise. And I'm a good cat and Sue loves me."
Is there one that works better than the other that you know of, or they all work?
I think they all work. And I think we can blend them together. The differences are, the talk about is that you're more distanced from the, you're not as connected to the animal's energy field, and in that, you're working it more proportionately on your own stuff as well. Because to work surrogately for animal or anything, we have to get ourselves out of the way.
Of course, of
and
course.
It's really interesting that the first few of these I did, the person doing the tapping or the role-playing was not the animal's owner. They were people who didn't have a direct emotional attachment to the animal. So they
That's
were more
very
able
interesting.
To get themselves out of the way. Sometimes the owner is too attached. They're too invested in it. And to role-play, they can't kind of... There's too much of their own emotion there for them to do it cleanly. So as they start with the talk about, they're clearing their own emotion as well as connecting to the animal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Talk to is like a kind of a halfway stage, but the role play is where you're stepping into the animal's energy, which kind of has stepping into the energy during through the role play, I suppose, has more ethical issues.
Well, yeah, I don't know about ethical issues. You know, Gary talks about you don't ask people, you know, to pray for mm-hmm. them, and I always think that if it's not a good energy, it's not going to be taken in by the person anyway, or
yeah.
the animal anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if your intention is set to do a helpful thing, then you're not going to hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, do you want to tap for
yeah,
my
yeah.
new dog?
Your dog. What's your dog's name?
Dog is named Tiki.
Tiki.
Like in a tiki torch that you put out in a tiki bar?
You're
so his
American.
Name is, of course. Oh, you know, okay, that's an American thing. Okay,
Tiki. Okay.
Yes, and Tiki is a 4 year old that we've gotten from the SPCA. So,
mm-hmm.
and he's a rather large dog, and yeah. they told us not to
okay,
adopt
just
him.
Start tapping.
Okay.
And we're just going to talk about Tiki.
Okay, we're going to talk about Tiki. Okay. So this is the first way to do it. All right.
Even though Tiki, what's the actual problem that we're working on for Tiki?
Tiki, I do need to set it up a little bit.
Okay.
That they told me not to adopt him because he was angry and mean and territorial and not a good adoption. And I
okay,
found
just
out.
Even though. The SPCA people.
The SPCA people.
Said that Tiki was angry and mean.
Said that Tiki was angry and mean.
And not a good dog for us to adopt.
And not a good dog.
Tiki is a good dog.
Tiki is a good dog.
Is Tiki a good dog?
Oh, yes. Tiki's a very good dog.
Tiki is a good dog, and I love
him. He's absolutely a good dog, and he's never anything what they said.
Yeah. So even though they said all that about Tiki. Tiki is a good dog.
Tiki is a good dog.
And I love him.
And I love him.
Even though they told me not to adopt Tiki. Tiki's a good dog.
Tiki's a good dog.
Very good dog.
Very good dog.
We love him.
We love him.
I'll just go and tap him point to just say they said that about Tiki.
They said that about Tiki.
They said he was mean.
They said he was mean.
They said he was aggressive.
They said he was aggressive.
What else did they say? They said...
I didn't hear you.
What else did they say? You say the word.
So they just told me all kinds of things that ended up untrue.
Okay. They told lies about him.
They told lies about him. They didn't know.
They didn't know, but they said things that weren't true.
They said things that weren't true.
He was
just protected. He's a protective dog.
Yeah. And they said he was aggressive. They said we shouldn't adopt him.
And they said you shouldn't adopt him.
And he's a good dog. Okay, pause a moment. Now, what is the particular behavior that Tiki has that makes you want to tap?
I do want to point out that's very important. The getting my stuff, because mm-hmm. I'm getting my stuff out of the way was very important.
What is it about Tiki? What's the problem?
Yes, the problem is that I have an employee who's an editor, and mm-hmm. when this editor comes in, Tiki goes berserk. He barks and growls, and even when the poor guy goes back into the editing room yeah. 5 minutes later, Tiki's still growling.
Can we give the guy a name?
Sure, we'll call him Jim.
Jim, okay. So now let's switch into the talk to mode.
Okay.
Now just tap and say, even though you growl at Jim, Tiki.
Even though you growl at Jim, Tiki.
You're a good dog, Tiki.
You're a good dog, Tiki.
We love you.
We love you.
Even though you're really protective, Tiki.
Even though you're very protective, Tiki.
And you growl at Jim.
And you growl at Jim.
You really don't like Jim.
You really don't like Jim.
And you growl.
And you growl.
And you bark. You bark.
Oh,
you
he
growl.
Barks.
You growl.
Oh, he barks first
bark.
And then bark.
And
he
what
bark.
Else?
He's just very unsettled.
You're really unsettled.
And he stands between me and Jim.
You stand between me and Jim, Tiki.
You stand
you
between me and
like
Jim, Tiki.
You don't like Jim.
And you don't like him at all.
You don't like Jim at all.
You don't like Jim at all.
And you're a really good dog, Tiki.
And you're a really good dog.
And Jim's a good editor.
And Jim's a good editor.
Yeah. So I'll just go on with tapping points. Tiki, okay. You don't like Jim.
You don't like Jim.
You growl at Jim.
You growl at Jim. You know, there's something that's coming up.
Okay, which is?
Which is crazy. He
talk to him. You
okay? You think you have to protect? It's more than protect. He shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here.
Yeah, Kiki, you don't want Jim here.
You don't want Jim here. Kiki. No, you don't want Jim here. It's not family.
Okay, for you, Kiki, Jim's not family.
Jim is not family, Tiki.
Jim's not family for you.
Yeah, Jim is not family to you.
You don't want Jim here.
You don't want Jim here. It's unsafe.
You don't feel safe with Jim here.
You don't feel safe with Jim here.
Or you don't think it's safe for me with Jim here.
Yeah, you don't feel, that's it. You don't feel it's safe. I'm being hoodwinked. Is that a word in UK?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Kiki, you think Jim's hoodwinking me.
Yes, you think Jim is hoodwinking me.
Yeah. Now, just keep tapping. And I know Jim's a good editor. Yeah. But Kiki, you think he's hoodwinking me.
Yes, but Tiki, you think he's hoodwinking me.
And I know Jim's a good editor. And Kiki, you don't agree.
And Tiki, you don't even care if he can edit or not.
Kiki, you don't care. You just don't like him and you don't want him here.
You don't want him here.
I wonder why, Kiki, you don't want Jim here.
I wonder why, Tiki, you don't want Jim
here. I wonder what Jim reminds you of. I'll just keep tapping and just let any idea come to you. I wonder what Jim reminds you of.
There's somebody he trusted.
Okay. Right, just goes back to your karate point. Even though you trusted someone.
And he was wrong. Even though you trusted somebody.
And then something bad happened.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Somebody he trusted, and then the person that he was supposed to protect trusted him, and the person he was supposed to protect is wrong.
Keep talking to him. You trusted somebody.
You trusted somebody, and so did your person.
And your person trusted them.
And then the person was wrong.
And the person made a mistake. They were wrong.
And the person made a mistake. So you have to be hypervigilant.
And you don't want that to happen again. Yeah, Kiki, you don't want that to happen again.
Don't want that to happen again.
You don't want your person trusted somebody.
Your person was wrong.
And something bad happened. Something bad happened to your person, Kiki. You're a good dog.
And you're a good dog.
And Jim's a good editor.
Who's
got any tapping points? You trusted someone, Kiki.
You trusted someone, Tiki.
And your person trusted them. And something bad happened. You trusted someone.
You took your person's word for it.
You took your person's word for it. When they said this other was okay.
You trusted.
Yeah. And something bad happened. Okay, just keep tapping. Just go on the tapping points.
Isn't that funny the way that happens?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the person did.
Mm-hmm.
It just mattered that you trusted the person.
Yeah. Okay,
person was wrong.
Take a breath, Karen, and let's go through into the talk as mode.
Okay.
Kiki, something bad happened. You trusted someone, or your owner trusted someone, and something bad happened. What's that like, Kiki? What's your feeling?
I have to always be. I'm never going to be wrong again.
Okay, just tap that. Even though I was wrong. And I'm never going to be wrong again. I'm a good dog.
Karen loves me.
Even though I was wrong,
and my owner was wrong.
My owner was wrong, and I was wrong, and something bad happened.
And something bad happened.
And I'm never going to be wrong again. No, I'm never going to be wrong again.
I'm never going to be wrong again.
Whatever my owner says.
What I don't care what my owner says.
I don't care what my owner says because I'm going to protect my owner.
I'm going to protect my owner.
I'm going to protect Karen.
I'm going to protect Karen.
I don't care if Jim's a good editor.
I don't care if Jim's a good editor.
Because I'm going to protect Karen.
Because I'm going to protect Karen.
Yeah. What are you feeling, Kiki? What's your experience?
I don't even care.
You don't care. No.
I don't care what anybody says to me, yells at me. I don't.
Yeah, they can yell.
I give bones to the editor, yeah, so that he can, you know, I mean, like little biscuits.
Say Kiki. So you can say Karen.
You can feed me all the bones you want. You can feed me biscuits. You can be nice to me. You can say nice things. You could even send nice feelings towards me. And I don't care because I'm not going to be wrong again.
I don't care because I'm going to protect you. I'm never going to be wrong again.
I am never going to be wrong again. I don't even care if I'm wrong. I don't even care if I'm wrong and you are a nice person.
I know Karen loves me, but I'm never going to be wrong again.
I'm never going to be wrong
again. I was wrong once.
I'm never going to be wrong again.
I was wrong once. Something really bad happened. I'll never be wrong again.
I will never be wrong again.
I'll never make that mistake.
I will never make that mistake again.
I don't care if you yell at me.
I don't care if you yell at me.
I don't care if you throw me bones.
I don't care if you throw me bones.
My job is to protect you.
My job is to protect you.
That's my job.
That's my job.
That's my purpose.
Never.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm not going to make a mistake.
I'm not going to make a mistake again.
I'm not going to make a mistake. No, I'm not.
I'm stubborn.
I'm stubborn. I am going to protect you.
I'm going to protect you.
And that man.
There's something wrong.
There's something wrong with that man.
There's something wrong.
And I have to protect you. I'm not going to listen when you shout. When you try and stop me?
When you try and stop me.
You don't need to be grateful. I'm going to protect you anyway. Okay. Keep talking. Mm-hmm. What's your experience in Kiki? What thoughts or feelings coming to you?
Yeah, that's all the truth.
That's the truth, yeah.
That's absolutely the truth. There was a little teeny doubt that what if I'm wrong? Mm-hmm. That maybe this person isn't the same situation, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'd rather be right than wrong.
Tap your karate point.
Okay.
Kiki. Even though I'd rather be right. Than wrong. Even though I don't care. Who this man is. I'm a good dog. Karen loves me. I love Karen. Yeah. Now, as you're tapping, Kiki, just let me know if any sort of memory comes to you.
Just being wrong. Just being hit.
Okay.
There was a violent thing.
Even though I was wrong.
And I couldn't get in. I couldn't get in.
You couldn't get in.
To protect.
Oh, even though I couldn't get in. I couldn't get in to protect. And there was violence. Yeah?
I couldn't get in,
and I'm a good dog. Karen loves me now. Even though I couldn't get in then.
I
couldn't protect.
I
had to protect. And I couldn't protect. I was shut out. I'm a good dog. Just go around your tapping points, Kiki. I couldn't get in. I had to protect.
I should have known better. I didn't trust.
It was my fault. I should have known better. They shut me out. And I couldn't get in. I should have been there. I couldn't get in. They'd shut me out. I'm just a dog. They wouldn't listen to me. I couldn't get in. Couldn't get in. I should have known better.
I should have known better.
Yeah, I should have been in there.
I should have been in there.
I should have been able to protect.
I shouldn't have listened to my owner and let her or him keep me out.
I shouldn't have let them keep me out.
I shouldn't have let them keep me out.
They wanted me to keep out.
They wanted me. They locked me out.
They locked me out. They locked me out.
And then the bad thing happened.
And the bad thing happened. They locked me out. And the bad thing happened.
And then the bad thing happened.
Very bad thing.
Bad thing.
Very bad thing. Bad thing. Just keep tapping, Kiki. Keep tapping. What's your experience now, Kiki?
I'm not as scared.
You're not as scared. Okay, keep tapping, Kiki. They locked you out, and you couldn't get in.
These are different people.
Different people. These are different people. Yeah, these are different people.
I'm not as scared with these people.
Not as scared. Still want to protect. Not as scared.
Not so scared.
Yeah. Now, when you say, Kiki, it was my fault, does that still seem true? Or is that different now?
Well, if they had let me in, but...
If they'd let you in, you'd have done your job, wouldn't you?
I would have done my job, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. Is it okay that's in the past, Kiki? Is it okay to
really am happy now, and I don't want it to happen again, because then I wouldn't have done my job, and that's the only way I can be grateful.
Okay. Right.
I need to, just this guy reminds me so much of this person has the same feeling. Even though this guy reminds me.
He's got the feeling. Of that other guy.
Of that other guy.
I'm a good dog. Karen loves me. Do you think Karen's a good judge of character?
Yeah, but so was my other owner, and she was wrong.
Oh, she was wrong. Even though Karen could be wrong. She does love me. Even though Karen could be wrong. And I'd like her to know. She needs to watch out. She needs to be careful. Yeah.
She needs to be careful.
And I'm happy
that she would know that.
I'm a good dog and she loves me. Just go around the tapping points. She needs to be careful. She needs to know. It's a funny feeling. And she needs to be careful.
She just needs to know. Maybe this guy won't hurt her.
Okay, maybe he won't hurt her.
Maybe it's something different.
And she does need to know.
She does need to know.
Yeah, she does need to know. Now, how would it be for you, Kiki, if she showed you in some way that she knew about your warning?
Hmm.
Do you think you could trust that?
I don't know what would work.
You don't know. Even though I can't believe her.
Even though I can't believe that.
I know these are different people. But I can't believe her.
Maybe I could believe her.
Maybe you could. Maybe you can't.
Maybe I can't.
I can believe her. I can't believe her.
I can't believe her.
And I am a good dog. And she does love me. You just got any tapping points. I can't believe her. Call me out. Maybe I can. Maybe I can't. Maybe I can. Maybe I could just growl a bit. To make sure.
I can do that.
Oh, okay, you come on. Maybe I can just growl a bit.
Yes, to make sure.
To remind her.
I can do that, that's good.
Maybe I can just growl a bit.
Hold on.
I don't have to like the guy. Don't like to have to lick his hand. I can just growl.
I can just growl a bit.
Okay, take a breath, Kiki.
That's good.
Okay, Kiki, now picture this guy. Picture this Jim. See him coming to the house. What's that like
I still
now?
Don't like him, but apparently he does something nice.
Okay. Apparently he's useful to Karen.
He's useful, yes, he's useful. I'm fine with him when she's not here.
Okay, now when you see him now.
Yes.
See him coming to the house and Karen's here.
Yes.
And what's that like for you now? See him? What happens? What's that like for you?
Wow. It's mistrust, but not deep mistrust. It's a different situation. It's just I'm just reminded, and I don't like the reminder. So I think if I just growl a little bit.
If you just growl a little bit, that's okay.
That'll be okay.
Right. Okay.
But I still have to be a little vigilant, just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not too bad.
Now, just go on your talking voice. Just say, I'm Karen. I'm Karen. I'm Karen.
Okay,
I'm Karen. Now we're just going to go back to talk two. So just tap the side of your hand and say, even though you don't like him, Kiki, and you mistrust him.
Even though you don't like Jim, Tiki, and you mistrust him.
I'd like you to know, Kiki.
I'd like you to know, Tiki.
That I've heard your warning.
That I heard you.
And I got your message.
And I got your message.
Yeah, is that what you really want him to know?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So, dear Kiki.
Dear Tiki.
Thanks for letting me know.
Thank you for letting me know.
That you're picking up a bad feeling.
That you're picking up a bad feeling.
About this guy.
About this guy.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
I'd like you to know.
I'd like you to know.
That I've heard you.
That I heard you.
That I understand.
And I understand.
As far as I can.
As much as I can.
Yeah. I've heard your warning.
I've heard your warning.
And it's okay if you growl a bit.
And it's okay if you growl a bit. And I respect that.
And I respect it if you growl a bit.
And I respect that you can growl a bit.
Now just go on your tapping point. Okay. You don't like Jim.
You don't like Jim.
That's okay.
And that's okay.
I've heard your warning.
I've heard your warning.
I've heard and understood.
I've heard you understood.
Jim's not the same as that other guy.
Jim is not the same as that other guy.
He's not the same as that other guy.
He's not the same as that other guy.
And I'm not the same as that other owner.
And I'm not the same as that other owner.
Yeah. And you're a good dog.
And you're a good dog.
And I really do love you.
And I really do love you.
And respect you.
And respect you.
Okay, just take a breath now.
So, Gwyneth.
Hmm.
You didn't actually clear the event.
It didn't arrive.
Okay.
If you'd had the specifics of the event come through.
Right. No, there were no expenses of the event at all. Right.
Yeah. If that had come to you, you know, if you in either sort of making it up or picturing it or seeing it had come up
sure.
with more detail, we'd have worked with that.
Right, now he was definitely, it's very odd, he was definitely outside of whatever was happening.
Yeah.
And even if I made it up, it certainly feels real.
That's what happens when you role play it. It's like this, yes, I'm making it up, but it does feel real, and whatever we're making up is coming from somewhere, it's coming from us, it's
right.
coming from the connection, we don't really need to think about where it's coming from. Anyway, you'll have to let us know.
Oh, I will, absolutely.
What happens next time Jim comes round?
Well, he's coming in about half an hour, so we will find out.
So you've
and
got,
I will be glad to report.
You've got the idea. Oh, you know, so we started out in the third person, just talking
yes.
about Kiki. Yeah, and that
yes.
helped you to get yourself out the way.
Exactly.
Then we talked to Kiki. And what was that like for you, talking to Kiki?
That was fine. You know, I think that emotionally, the first and third is feels better, and the,
mm-hmm.
the second is where you're what you're doing all the time.
Mhm. But you're adding the tapping in.
Right, but you're adding, exactly, you're adding the tapping in.
Yeah. And then we went back to talking to Kiki.
Which was totally different.
Uh-huh.
Because after feeling what was going on, you change how you speak to the animal. And I'm wiped out.
Yeah, I mean, it is intense, isn't it? I think anyone listening to this will feel the emotion of, I couldn't get in. That, you know, something, he's locked out, something bad is happening to his owner and he can't protect. You know, this is what I meant about this very clear, strong emotion that comes from...
Yeah, that's what I found out about these kind of dogs. It's an Akita, and what they do is, that's all they're the friendliest, most wonderful dogs in the world, but they're extremely protective. Mm. And, you know, they'll be friendly with anybody, but they're just really protective, and he didn't do his job, and that's his only job.
Right, and that was a humiliation. Now, that's another thing that comes through with animals. They have a job. I told you about the retriever that was left at the side of the road. It felt it had failed because it hadn't been good enough, it hadn't been nice enough, you know, a golden retriever wants to be nice, it wants to be to love, and didn't I love enough?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
it's very much about the job, I didn't do my job.
A very clear purpose. Heather was worked with a shire horse, you know, the shires, the big, strong horses for pulling wagons and loads of beer barrels and everything.
Right.
And this horse was sick, and it was just sort of in a field and having to, and its owners were spending a lot of money on the vet bills, and the horse was feeling useless. You know, I'm a working horse. I should be working, and animals... And it sort of relates to the breed or the type of animal. They seem to have a very clear, this is what I'm for. And this is also so strongly with us humans. We all have a purpose in our lives. And when we're frustrated from our purpose, we get problems, we get difficulties, we get in a mess.
Absolutely.
Or we judge ourselves, or like, you're Kiki, I should have known better.
That's quite amazing when you go through it yourself. It is wonderful. But you do actually feel it if you just relax and let it happen.
That's the key. You have to relax and let it happen. I think, in a way, it is easier in a group because everyone is kind of tapping along as well. It becomes, in a sense, easier for the person to pretend. It's almost like I'm on stage, I'm play-acting, and they get into the pretend very easily.
Well, Miss Gwyneth, that was just really wonderful.
Thanks.
And so your website is www.eftevents.com?
EFTevents.com. There's a thing on the home page. It's got a picture of a horse, which links through to the animals page. And there are several articles on there about dogs, cats, horses, all sorts. And these are all articles that people who've done the Animals Day or done...